Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, Red Dragons faithful. Welcome to the Niles McKinley Red Dragons Football Podcast, hosted by Bo Machante, that features Coach Perry and the next generation of today's Red Dragons players.
Welcome back to another edition of the Niles McKinley Red Dragons Football Podcast. I am your show host, Bo Machante, joined with Coach Perry as we bring you another week of Niles Red Dragons Football, powered by Brandon Miller State Farm Insurance, located in Niles, Ohio, there on Robbins Avenue. Coach Perry, time did not allow us to do a podcast this week, and we barely got this one in. It's been a hectic schedule on my end, and I apologize for it. But your dedication is helping this show get off the ground so we can bring our listeners some more insight into the season. Last two, not the way you wanted them to go. Now you had the Poland. 2-3 teams heading into Poland as you visit Poland tomorrow night, coming off the Jefferson game. But let's kind of catch up on the last 2 weeks, what I missed and what this fan base needs to know.
Yeah, pretty similar type of outings for us. I mean, anyone that's fallen as closely knows we've really battled the injury bug, probably in ways that I haven't necessarily seen before. Not that we have a million guys out, but just our guys up front, both sides of the ball. I'd always tell you, what should you rather have, you know, great skill or great linemen? I mean, I think linemen are the key to football. And we've just been, you know, plugging guys in, and you can't predict, you know, how that's going to go. But I do like the mentality. Our kids are, you know, got some skilled kids up there that, you know, are jumping in, you know, trying to help us out and provide depth or trying to figure it out. But, you know, just makes it difficult on everybody. And, you know, both of those games, you know, went into the fourth quarter where we were right there. I think last week it was 17-14. I'd have to go back and retrace my memory bank on Lakeview, but I know we pulled it, you know, close there at the end to give us ourselves an opportunity. But you got to be able to finish football games, and we've been unable to do that. And, you know, so here we are, 2-3. And I think, you know, if you look at Poland's situation, it's pretty similar. I know they battled the injury bug. So, you know, get a little bit healthier this week, not much, but maybe that makes a difference for us as we head to Poland.
Excellent. You mentioned getting healthier. What additions do you get to bring back? And I'd also like to ask, during this process of guys being injured, who are some of the Red Dragons players that have kind of stepped up even on or off the field? But let's get to the first one in terms of who you're getting back.
Yeah, so, well, this one's kind of weird. A kid that's actually played all along got hurt last week, and there's a fracture involved, and so we thought we had lost him, but then this morning we got good news that he's going to be able to play with the cast, so Nick Velez is going to be available for us. But, you know, again, all week he hasn't been in there and, you know, get those reps. I mean, he's a smart kid, and he's got some experience, so I think he'll be able to pick up. But and believe it or not, we're still a little bit of a game time decision on a few kids, but we're hoping, you know, when you got a couple in that boat, that maybe one of them comes back in there. So we'll just we'll leave that out there. I don't want to jinx anybody by saying, oh, we think we're getting this kid back and being able to do it. You know what I mean? But you know, kids like Roberto Merlo, Landon Turner, you know, they're inherently skilled players, but they're strong kids that are dedicated in the weight room. So they've been jumping in, trying to provide us some depth on the offensive line. You know, hats off to those kids. It's their intelligence, their toughness, their strength, you know, all the things you want in a football player, and they're team guys. So it's, hey, coach, I'll do whatever you need me to do. You know, one of the things I think, so even when we were younger, like you always wanted to have that jersey number that might be replicated, your favorite player or something like that. One of the hard things with kids is giving that skill number up and having to put a 5 or 6 as a first number. But, you know, both those guys will carry multiple jerseys for them. And wherever we need them, we know they'll jump in and play. So that's the mentality you want. If, you know, but the last couple of weeks you haven't been able to be down to see us. But if you watched us practice, you would not know that we're 2-3. You'd think we were a 5-0 team. And that's the one thing I will say about our kids. They do they do show up with the right attitude every day. It's, you know, just squeezing enough juice out of a lot of the different parts of the lemon to you know, get it where we need to be. But I do love our kids for their attitude they bring to us each and every day.
And does that help you, Coach? You know, I think we joked around before one of the episodes is, you know, what more could be piled on to your shoulders as this season unfolds? And does it kind of send you some happiness, peace, maybe just keep the engine burning internally instead of saying, man, I just want to throw everything at the window right now. But instead of watching these kids just be dedicated, stick to the program, kind of practice what you preach, they're following along. Does that kind of keep you yourself motivated as well? You kind of feed off that?
Oh, there's absolutely no question. I was actually Coach Bourne. Again, people that don't know this, I teach at Matthews, and Coach Bourne's the head coach here. So we actually sat down during lunch and we're talking about it. And, you know, and I was saying that to him, like, Coach, you just wouldn't think from our kids' standpoint that you know, they're not disheartened by any of the stuff that's happened. And Coach is the eternal optimist. And he's like, oh, listen, he said, you know, kids are more resilient than us adults. And he's 100% right on that. You know, we go in the coach's office sometimes and, you know, you feel gloom and doom because you want to right the ship. You want to get everything ready. But like you said, you go out there and, you know, the kids greet you with a smile. And like I said, the effort's there in practice. I don't think you can ask much more, you know, from them on that standpoint. But I agree with Coach, and I agree with what you're saying. I mean, the kids are definitely, they keep us going because I guess maybe I'm just too pessimistic. The losses do beat you up for sure.
Definitely. And once again, you're listening to the Niles McKinley Red Dragons Football Podcast powered by Brandon Miller State Farm Insurance, located in Niles, Ohio, there on Robbins Avenue, as we dive into another episode. As we midseason, hard to believe, and looking out at the trees right now, we're not in the confines of our coach's studio at Bo Ryan Stadium. I'm in Cuyahoga, and Coach it's at Matthews, and we're doing this actually usually how the podcasts are usually done through the phones, the internet, and whatnot. But this is one of the rare non-face-to-face episodes that me and Coach Perry are conducting. But we wanted to make sure we got a podcast out to the faithful. And I tell you what, Coach, really, really good listenings. A lot of people are listening in, so that's a good thing. So we know we're not wasting our time just talking to one another. Nobody else is out there. Let me ask you this. A couple games, so a couple players of the game. Let's go to the last 2 weeks, and you can mention the players that are going to get that Red Dragon player of the game.
Well, I think this last week, Nathan Coots, Nathan's a kid that he's going to flash, whether you're sitting in the stands watching film or whatever, but had a huge interception before half that set us up for our first, actually our second touchdown of the game. Both interceptions we had. You know, Nathan's is a kid that plays with an energy that most kids on any level can't play with. He's 100% all the time. And, offensively, defensively, and really, like, his punting has been a big part of us being able to hang around in some games. You know, I think against Lakeview, he averaged 54 yards a punt or something ridiculous like that.
Wow.
So I would say this last week, Nathan was a kid that I would probably put up for that award. And then, you know, I hate to say this, but Lakeview, like, I'm just thinking – off of my head, I know, because you and I never talked about it. I knew there wasn't going to be a podcast, so I never really sat down and thought about, you know, who that player of the game would have been that week. But you know, it was obviously a very frustrating night, but at the same time, you know, maybe nobody flashed, but also it wasn't a lack of our kids not competing to the very end of that. So I'll get back to you on who the player of the week was. Maybe next week in the podcast I'll try to highlight who that was and why, but off the top of my head, nobody's standing out because, like I said, it was just a frustrating night for all involved. And not that we don't want to give a player the game. I just don't want to do that without going back and mentally thinking about where we were that night and who was performing well. So.
And I'm glad, because if the kids are listening, they might be like, man, I think I have it up for this. And if you nonchalant, you just toss a name out there without really looking into it, you might ruffle some of their feathers and get this discouragement. Let me ask you this, and again, Nathan Coons, number 10, correct?
Yep.
Yeah, like I said, I just know that number. I love watching number 10 get after. I knew the number, but I just wanted to confirm it because I know when I'm at the games, I take notes.
It may have been him again. Like if as I'm sort of recapping as you're talking, I had a huge kickoff return in that game down to about the 4. I know he had some big catches, and then defensively, I can almost assure you he probably led us in tackles again. So, you know, he may have been a back-to-backer, but again, I'll reevaluate that and talk to the coaches. We'll get some more. We don't want to give those sandwiches away, you know, frivolously, Bo. I mean,
yeah.
You're going to get a Manny sandwich. You better earn it.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, that's what it is. We just, yeah. And one, they're very, you know, we cherish the opportunity that they get them. So it's nothing we just want to nonchalantly toss aside. Coach, you are on your way to Poland tomorrow, you and the team. So kind of take us through fan base should expect, some of the players and what they like to do and how you want to counter that.
Yeah, so in the way of looking at their personnel, it's almost like looking in the mirror. You can tell where they're banged up. I know their tailback, the Fulton kid's been out. We kind of got word that he'll be back this week, and I'm sure that's a big, big relief for him because he's a big part of what they try to do. But they're up front similar, like their linemen. They've been, you know, a whole bunch of different kids in there. You know, I'm guessing it's due to injuries. It could be them trying to find a spark. Really, they try to run a little bit more than they throw it. And then, you know, defensively, you know, they're still pulling in my eyes. I mean, they run to the ball. They tackle well. You know, looking for cracks. I mean, they're pretty solid. You know, I think there's some things we can exploit. Obviously, those aren't necessarily podcast material. But for us, you know, when you're going through what we're going through, you really have to focus more on yourself than, you know, what the opposing team's doing. I mean, there's only so many ways you can line up on defense, and at this point of the year, we've probably seen them all. It's just more looking at personnel and saying, hey, you know, maybe if we go at this kid a little bit, we like this matchup, you know, those kind of things. But, you know, I don't be too deceived by Poland's 2-3 record. And they've played some tremendous football teams. You know, Canfield, obviously a state-ranked team. They just come off a loss to South Range, who's, you know, I don't look at these polls too much, but I'm going to guess they're in the top 5 of the state in their division. You know, so they have played some really good football teams. You know, I'm sure their fan base was a little disheartened by that South Range score, but again, when you're going through the injury bug, especially when it happens, you know, mid-game or like a Thursday before, you know, we've lost a player on a Thursday before the game. You game plan all week and then you lost the kid. It's like, oh, what now? We didn't even have time to practice this. So, you know, that score was South Range with them. I'm sure that took everybody by surprise, but at the same time, you know, I can understand how those things can happen. And what we do know is Coach Pavlansky is a great football coach. He's obviously, you know, had great success over the years, and we expect them we'll get their best shot, obviously, come Friday night.
Wonderful. Once again, you're listening to the Niles McKinley Red Dragons Football Podcast, powered by Brandon Miller State Farm Insurance, located in Niles, Ohio, on Robbins Avenue. Coach, we've got a few minutes left, and since we don't have any players because we're here remotely or unremotely, we're going to go with 3 and out on you. I usually ask the kid a few off the wall questions. We're going to share those same questions with you before we exit the program. That okay with you?
I guess it's only fair.
Okay.
Yeah,
so I'm going to rip off the ones that we rip off to the young men that joined the program. If we went into your playlist, what song do you listen to that if we knew you listened to, we might scorch you and tease you a little bit about?
Well, it's funny, and in fact, the kids could probably answer this for you because a lot of times, again, Bo, you know, I've been to practice. We try to play music a little bit just to keep the energy up, and I'm always throwing wild cards at them, and they're like, Coach, you really listen to stuff? But I mean, my playlists are all over the map, but I think some of the ones that really, really get them is when I throw the classical music on, which at times I actually enjoy. And we actually, in the winter, we do some workouts, and I'm like, oh, I got a song. Just work out to this song. And so the Overture of 1812, I think, is a big one because it's about – they think, oh, it's just one song, and it's about 14 minutes long. And that's one that I think the kids have a hard time wrapping their head around. That's something I listen to.
Can I go up this please? Can I go up this? happen?
Sorry about that, Bo. We are in the middle of school here.
Or maybe he just felt he didn't want to answer any more questions.
We're
going to try to
that,
make sure
we
got him here. Maybe he can call
you
back
in. You got me
in.
Now?
I do not hear him. Let's see. Bring him back. Yeah, the call was dropped, so maybe he'll call back in. We're going to give Coach Perry a minute to call back in. We're going to get the teacher that he loved the most, his favorite teacher, I should say, when he was a student at Niles McKinley. And then we'll wrap up the last one, his favorite teammate, and he played for the Red Dragons himself. So if we don't get a call back in a few minutes, we'll look to find those answers out at another time. So as always, we appreciate you joining us here on the Niles McKinley Red Dragons Football Podcast.
This has been a C2P exclusive.